the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
He just dumps it off for a first down. Rolls it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores on the last play of the game.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Optional Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Hope everybody's good. Whatever you're doing out there today, a little bit rainy, a little bit ugly. It's starting to get the sun out now. Then it'll be ugly again probably tonight, getting ready for tomorrow. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Orange and white game tomorrow. Got some Tennessee basketball news today. Jason Martin from 104.5 The Zone in Nashville off the Big Six will join us at 2:15 today. Talk NFL draft. Talk a little bit about the Predators playoffs, his thoughts on that. Discuss Rick Barnes and discuss Tennessee football as well. He will be joining us. Look forward to having him back on with us today. Chance is in the house. Chance, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. It's good to see you, bud.
Oh, yeah, man.
Everything going well with you?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
Like you say, big sports weekend. Always enjoy this
Masters,
weekend.
Masters.
Big Masters fan. Obviously, just missed hitting Tiger on the leader yesterday on day one on that bet. Just missed it.
Wait.
Yeah.
You bet on Tiger hitting the lead yesterday?
Yeah, dude. That was really close. I mean, what was he, 2 under yesterday and the lead was 4? At one point, he was top of the leaderboard.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think Kapika. Oh, dang it.
Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka, Florida State Seminole guy.
He was -6 at one point, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was the leader, I believe, or – yeah, I think he was leader in day one. But, yeah, Tiger tees off here shortly.
Phil's 5-under, just hit from woods to woods.
Yeah, Phil's been –
he literally just went from one behind one tree to behind another tree.
Phil's been kind of struggling. No, it's a good week, weekend, orange and white game. I don't care that much about that. I'm not even going to fake the funk there. But the Masters –
you know they're just going to be fun.
It'll be okay.
The Masters all weekend.
NBA
long.
Playoffs is my forte. That kicks off on Saturday, all day event, along with the Masters. And then Sunday, Masters, playoffs, and Game of Thrones.
Okay. What matchup are you looking forward to in the NBA tomorrow?
It's a lot of good ones. That Nuggets. What is the Nuggets play? The Nuggets play the Spurs. In the first round, I actually think that's going to be pretty good. A lot of people, I mean, Popovich, anytime you go up against him in a 7-game series, that's going to be tough.
Okay.
Even without, I mean, he's got LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. Those guys need to prove themselves in the playoffs. I think they can upset the Nuggets. The Nuggets are the number 2 seed with a lot of talent, but they're young. And everybody knows when you get to the playoffs, even in professional experience always matters. So you got a young nucleus of stars. But they're not experienced as the Spurs and Greg Popovich, so I think that's going to be a good one. Let's see. I also believe that the Trailblazers Thunder, that's going to be one of my favorite matchups in the West. And then in the East, I have to familiarize myself with all
I'll
the
watch
matchups.
Playoff basketball. Like that's
well, you should.
I'll watch playoff basketball. I won't really get into it probably until the first series is over with. But I'll watch playoff basketball.
You're missing out, man. The first round.
I get more excited for playoff hockey than I do for playoff basketball.
Ooh. Ugh. Yeah. I can only watch the Preds. I mean, do you care about any other team besides the Preds, though?
The games are fun.
The games are fun in the NBA.
They're intriguing.
Nets 76ers out of the East. That'll be a good one. I mean, truthfully, like a lot of people say, in basketball, the series really gets started around game 3. And that's true. But a lot of these series are going to be Pacers-Celtics, even going to be a pretty good one out of the East. Clippers-Warriors, Warriors probably going to take it. Everybody's waiting to see if they match up against the Rockets. That'll what be, people will be looking forward, you know, as the rounds go on. But, yeah, man, you're missing out. You say you watch after the first game. You're missing out, though.
After the first series.
After the first series is what you say. But so you're talking about the second round of series.
Yeah.
The first round games, because they start about, especially on the weekend, start about 2:30. You have like your last West Coast game going off around 1 o'clock. To me, that's great. I get basketball all day from 3 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because the Spurs Nuggets won't tip off till 10:30.
Good God!
It's a wet West Coast game, so your West Coast game always tip off around 9:30, 10:30, somewhere like that. So you get games till about 1 o'clock for NBA junkie like myself. That's pretty fun. Jazz Rockets, that'll be interesting to watch. Pistons Bucks, that should be just that probably one that nobody will really care about. The Bucks should take that.
Okay, yeah, I don't.
They should take
that.
The
Preds play tomorrow night.
Preds do. They pick up action again.
It'll be fun tomorrow night. We're gonna talk NFL draft with Jason Martin too, because they're getting ready in Nashville.
Yep, my sister's been sending me a lot of the pictures. The draft signs are up all around. Downtown.
They're building the hell out of that area.
Yeah, she works downtown, so she's getting to see a lot of that, all of the work in motion. Yeah, man, it's a good time for Nashville. At the same time, like, it brings even more exposure to Nashville for the residents that live there. Some of them aren't as happy. It just makes more traffic, more commuting problems.
The Preds are playing a playoff game at the same time as the draft is going on?
It'll be hell.
No.
Seriously. Lived there, and you know, like, I'm extent of that area. I grew up in Clarksville, and all my family and friends still live in Nashville now. They've all moved, but yeah, man, it'll be hell. It's just too much traffic.
I mean, Stanley Cup traffic was crazy when I went there.
Yeah, you got more people now coming too with all these things happening. Look at Nashville, the hockey team, draft. Some more people want to move here. There's already a study now. People in Nashville can't even live to it. The residents of Nashville can't afford to live in their own city. I saw like a Forbes article the other day.
20 miles outside of town.
Because the cost of living has just
like White House.
Cost of living has drastically increased over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, so I got out.
It's too much.
Miles in Hendersonville. Man, that damn.
Yeah, you got to move to Murfreesboro. You got to move to Clarksville.
I ain't moving to Murfreesboro. Sorry.
Well, that's what people are doing. You got to move to Clarksville.
You
got to
move. Go south.
You got to move. I mean, some people are. They're going to. You got to go to Smyrna,
Columbia,
Bellevue now. Yeah.
No, so that's it. It's bad, but hey, look.
Good weekend.
Excited for Nashville. Everything they're going to get, that's good. It'll be crazy. It'll be chaotic, and it'll be a lot of fun for all the fans down there. It'll be a party on the street. If you're in the area, just go enjoy it, I guess. Figure out your parking, take an Uber, you know, whenever the draft comes in. And then if the Preds don't blow it in the first round, they'll potentially have a playoff game there. And it'll be one big cluster. So look forward to that. I'll go over for a game. I got spoiled because I got the Western Conference Finals and I got the Stanley Cup Finals. I got to attend this stuff. I got spoiled.
Yep.
And now it's just like, okay, all right, got to get through the motions here. So that's interesting. Tomorrow, congratulations, shout out Tennessee baseball last night. Went over number two Georgia, 2-0 win last night. I thought it was an interesting game. Got to catch the last couple innings of that one.
The boys are playing pretty well.
If they can just get some SEC wins, they'll be okay. So last night, you know, that seemed to help for them. Now they need to back that up with at least a win today or tomorrow.
Back it up.
Then tomorrow they will play. Tomorrow's like a bunch of stuff going on campus with a bunch of different. They got like track and field.
Yeah, there's actually a track meet that they have generally around this time. Big track meet, and then like you say, you got softball,
baseball,
and yeah, and then the orange and white game. Is it 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock?
It's 6 o'clock. Thank God.
You like that?
Yeah, because it's a running clock. That dang thing will be over by.
Well, I know you'll be there. You'll be there covering it and everything. I might make my way down to the strip, hang out with some of the fellas. You excited?
I don't know. I mean, as somebody that's covered, it's not really something you get. You know what? To be honest with you, I'm probably going to go sit in the stands for a little bit tomorrow and get a feel of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
At least. I did that last year as well. And you know, the press box is like a funeral. You know what I mean? It's a scrimmage.
I've been there.
It's a scrimmage.
Yeah, so it's a glorified scrimmage.
You know,
to be honest, I probably would be there had it not been for Jeremy Pruitt. I just coming out and just kind of, you know, demanding that I'm there. I don't like people.
Really?
Like people.
You take that into account?
Man, like, I'm in the camp, and you probably are too. Do something first. Like, when you win, people will show up to the orange and white game. It's not that big of a deal. You can't compete with, you know, a lot of the atmosphere.
Willie only had like 13,000 there last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, like, he got 65,000. I was looking at the numbers on Dan's article at VolsWire.com, Dan Harrelson. He got 65,000 his first year, the most it's ever had, like that we've seen in the Orange and White's history.
They also had a salt and pepper. Oh, you talking about Florida State?
No, no, I'm talking about Tennessee. I'm talking about Tennessee. Like the most that we've ever had was 68,000 in Butch's first year.
Yeah.
He and Jerry Pruitt got 65 in his first year. So you did pretty well, man. Like, you're not getting 90,000 like Georgia did with Ludacris, unless you're going to gimmick it up like that. We talked about that.
Salt and pepper with Florida State.
Yeah, like, you got to have, like, some type of musical act that's going to drive something, whether it's nostalgic for the people from 25 to 40 range, or whether it's something, you know, young for, you know, 18 to 25. Like, you got to do something to gimmick it up if you expect to fill the stands of about 80,000 people. And also, once you win, people will definitely come to all the orange and white games because they're so excited for what the season holds. If you have a big season this year, what's going to hold next season? So what's going to be the prediction?
I still think
how the guys going
to
look?
Are trying to come off basketball high?
That's true.
Like, I know the season's been over for a few weeks, but I still feel like people are coming off of basketball high. They're like, yeah, okay, man, got so excited for that. It's hard to get rearranged now into football. Because in my eye, you know, Tennessee's turned that corner. You know, you can say they're a basketball school as well. You know, I think it's a double whammy now for the university. And, you know, if Kelly Jolly Harper figures out what's going on with the Lady Vols program, maybe they can turn that thing around. I mean, who knows? But Rick Barnes is now the third highest paid coach in college basketball.
Big money, Rick.
Yeah, but you got to go do something now. Now you can't keep messing around. So that – I think that's the conundrum that they're in is, okay, how do you maximize the money that we're paying him? Frank Martin comes out a little bit ago, says, you know, and I'm not even going to interview with Cincinnati. I'm not going to go down that road. So he's not leaving Columbia, which is good for the SEC. It's just been it's been a weird offseason. And then it leads right into football. And there's a bunch of games tomorrow. You know, there's a bunch of spring games tomorrow. And you won't see the traffic around these games that, you know, 10 years ago, you probably would have. And I'm under the impression, too, like with the whole alcohol thing, too. I think if you sold, like, beers at the game, too, I think you'll get more people to at least show up for the first half.
Yeah, we talked about that, too. If we put a poll out on Wednesday that if it were alcohol at the game, would you be more – you know, interested in going, or if it was an actual scrimmage, say, against the conference opponent. A lot of people, you know, jumped on the alcohol, but most people said if it was like an actual scrimmage versus somebody else, you know, out of conference.
Let them play ETSU.
Yeah, that they would actually be there instead.
Chattanooga. I mean, let them come scrimmage MTSU. I mean, are you risking more injury playing, though, another opponent than you are playing your own team? You know what I'm getting at here? Because you're not going to try to hurt each other. You know, I mean, I know injuries are freak accidents a lot of times.
Yeah, but, like, you know, injuries can always happen. They're playing football. I mean, you maybe so, but I feel like you go in there, and if you are doing that with another team, it should be that it's a given that both coaches should be telling their players, like, let's not go out here and try to kill each other. Let's you know, like,
we don't have to go for the
big hit when it's there. You don't have to go for the oolick today.
865-546-8200. I have a question to pose a Chance coming up next about television series. Which one is better? I'm going to throw two of them at him, and he has to make his choice. I'm interested
to see
which one he's going to choose once we come back from break, because there are two fantastic choices. So, well, I think one of them is. Don't really know about the other one. Back on the other side, we're watching the Masters. We'll keep everybody updated on what's going on. It's Optional. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville. Knoxville, Tennessee. This is your Masters update on this dreary day outside. Bryson DeChonga-Hongo is minus six under.
That's a good one.
Nice little chip within 10 feet of the hole. Beautiful hat, sponsored by Puma. Bryson DeChonga-Hongo with the putt at six under. He makes it. Oh, wow. Nice putt from him. Moves to second. Let's go to Vern Longquist.
Amen, corner. Hole.
Here's your update. Bryson DeChonga-Hongo is 7-under. Francisco Melonero is 5-under, tied with Jason Day. Patton Kizzar, 4-under, tied with Ian Poulter. Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka. Thorbjørn Olesen is minus 3-under. Karahaji Devadigambadi is 2-under.
You really butchered those names.
Well, hell, I mean, they just popped up. I haven't heard of five of those guys.
Not a lot of those guys.
Rory's
I haven't
plus
heard of
one.
Either. I also have more. Rory. Also have Rory as
What are your bets?
As a sleeper.
What are your bets?
I just have Tiger and Rory. Those are my two picks to win the tournament.
You probably didn't get good money or odds on Tiger and Rory, right?
Nah, they were. Rory was the favorite, so it took some.
Well, he's plus one.
Took some chalk there.
He's not playing well.
He didn't have a good first day, man. He can bounce back though. He's done it before. He's never won the Masters though. That's the one he's never won. That's the one that he needs for the Grand Slam.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Whatever. They're gonna hype up Rory though.
Always
mine game. You have been to Augusta?
I have not. I was wanting to go Sunday. Off. I was thinking about driving down there.
Wait a minute.
No, seriously, I was wanting to go Sunday.
Wait a minute. How in God's name did you think you were going to possibly get into Augusta on Sunday?
Hey, man. I got friends. Maybe somebody can make it happen. I got some friends that are down there. Maybe somebody decides to come back early. They decide they're not going to stay on Sunday. Somebody gets sick. You never know. It's a long shot. They're scalpers.
It's a damn long shot. Wow. I've been through Augusta.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've been through Augusta.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the course.
Oh, no.
Passing through the city? Yeah, I've done that.
I mean, you go by and you see it, you know what I mean? But you don't walk the course. You can't pick up sand like that one guy did and got jailed for trespassing and $20,000 fine.
It's frowned upon.
For stealing some damn sand. All right.
You can't do that stuff, dude.
I told you I was going to throw two TV series out there at you.
Go for
it. And you had to decide which one is better. Now, I need a reasoning out of you for this. This is going to be tough because they're two different genres. But you got to decide which one is better.
Okay. Shoot it to me.
Game of Thrones, which you're all about. You're nerdy, which I like.
Yeah.
Or The Office.
Oh.
Oh, ho, ho.
That's a good one.
Oh, snap.
I got to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one. If you got to pick, you had to pick one.
You dirty dog, you.
The Office or Game of Thrones. You can only pick one. You're on a deserted island.
And I got to pick one to
Somehow
watch.
Somehow you've got a 80-inch television and Wi-Fi on this deserted island with Netflix or Hulu, but they only show one series, Game of Thrones or Office. Which one are you choosing on this deserted island with an 80-inch television and Wi-Fi?
I would have to go with...
Oh, come on.
The Office. I have to go to The Office, and I like both of them. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
Thank you.
Love Game of Thrones. I think it's one of the best TV shows ever produced. But you're saying if I'm going to be stuck on an island watching over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to be real depressed, too, because you're on an island by yourself.
So in that sense.
It's raining, and there's pythons all around.
In that sense, I'd have to go with The Office because it's one of the most rewatchable series that you can just sit there. I can turn on any season outside of like maybe the last season, which I don't care that much for. Turn on any season and I can watch any episode.
Yeah, I agree with that. But see, I'm not going to make it. You know, it's Office for me, like straight up series wise.
Yeah,
I mean, you could put two. You could pit two different ones. Like if you pitted, you know, Sons of Anarchy with The Office, I think I would still go with The Office. I'm just kind of dead. Don't you?
The fact that you still have Sons of Anarchy up there. I watched Sons of Anarchy too, but man, it just didn't hold weight.
Third, fourth season, kind of blah, but you know the rest of it was good. I just don't see all the hating going on with why that series compared to other series people don't like. Are you biker gang racist?
Biker gang racist.
I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing it out there. We have to come to some kind of conclusion of why you don't like it.
I did like it. It just, okay, I'll tell you. One, it ended crappy. It ended crappy. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Sons of Anarchy and you're watching it right now, turn off your radio right now. It did end crappy.
10-second warning. Nope.
He gets on it.
No. 10-second warning. You got 10 seconds. Get off your radio. 9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Go ahead with your explanation.
He, the way it ends is stupid, and you watch, what is it, 7 seasons, 8 seasons? Yeah. You watch all those seasons, all that build up. The way it ended was so stupid. He gets on his bike, and he drives into a semi.
It's the same way his dad died.
It was so
dumb. Did you not
dumb.
Catch that
Yeah,
connection?
No, I caught it, but it was stupid.
Did you not catch the connection with the crow as well?
But his dad died like that because somebody
the whole damn time was his father's spirit.
But somebody also messed up his dad's bike, is right? Didn't his dad's wife messed up his bike?
Yeah, the pin.
Yeah, so what was her name? I forgot.
Gemma. And Clay Morrow.
Yeah, Clay. The way Clay died was okay. Kind of like it was.
Yeah, they popped him off with some Irishmen.
It was coming to him. The way that Jax's wife, Tara, the way that she goes down and Gemma never gets busted for it or anything.
But it was poetic justice. Jax kills Gemma.
It was stupid, though. Yeah, of course he does. But and then the way that the cop, what was his name? Wayne. I watched the show. It was good.
You hate on Wayne.
When Opie died.
Okay, that was a, y'all right. You know, where's the tissues type moment? That was like, okay, I need 2 boxes of tissues right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I mean, they killed him in front of Jack. Spoiler alert. Hope you're not still listening.
That's kind of stupid.
How do you think that stuff is stupid? Like, I don't know. You know, the homeless person that the whole time was, you know, following him around. If you pin it in different seasons, the one at the end where he gave the blanket to when he was covering himself up to kill the dude from the other gang.
Yeah.
It turns out like that's the whole time. Like that was his guardian angel.
Yeah. Whatever.
What the hell?
It was weak, dude. It was
weak.
It was a week. I watched that show.
The final 3 episodes of that show, man, are like a big. You know,
and that show, like I watched it, it was must see television at the time. It was like it wasn't like what Game of Thrones. It was more like a Walking Dead, like, you know, craze around it. Everybody was watching it. I'm not gonna say I didn't watch it, but the way it ended, and last season was horrible.
The last season, he turned and he finally that's your persuasion. He finally turns from, you know, he's not good guy ever, but he finally realizes the wrongs that he's done. And he was like, I'm going to clear up everything. And then he sends off his kid, Abel, and the other one with Nero.
Right?
No, not the Irishman, with Nero. And they go live up in the woods. Like, how in God's name could you not? Okay, all right. You know what? I'm getting a little fired up here. But that didn't make any damn sense. Makes no sense.
Yeah, then he just left his kids. Cowardice.
He had to.
Why?
Because he would have continued down the path, and he had done all so wrong so much that he was going to go to jail anyway.
His
so
kids
why
are,
not pack
kids,
out all the money?
His kids benefiting more from his suicide.
Yeah.
And not to mention the life that they were already thrown into. Think about how traumatic those kids' lives are for the rest of their. They watched their mom die. Wasn't the kids like in the room or something?
No.
One of the kids was there for something when somebody died. His first son?
No, whenever she got her hand snapped into the,
yeah,
the
and,
door of the
and
van.
Kidnapped and whatever.
No, she wasn't there at the end when old boy, Juice, was there with Gemma. There was a lot of death in it, okay? I agree with that part.
What happened to Wendy? Didn't she get killed?
No, Wendy went off with Nero at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With the kids. That's right, she does.
Because she was the mother of the first child.
Yeah, of the first son, and then Tara told her to take her son if something happened to her. It was a weak ending.
Exactly.
It was a weak ending. You love Sons of Anarchy, don't you?
No. I just don't think the appreciation is there that at times maybe there should be. I think Kurt Sutter did a fantastic job of acting and directing the series. Charlie Hunnam, he did a great job. Now, look, he can't do anything else in the other movies because he's always going to be known as Jax.
Of course.
He's just stuck like Emilia Clarke. Emilia Clarke had that romantic comedy that came out. Not even romantic comedy, like romantic drama that came out like 2 years ago. It was a decent movie. Okay, decent movie. I saw it. We saw it. But
I didn't see it.
Now she's always going to be known as, you know,
Mother
Dragon
of Dragons,
Slayer.
And she should be Mother of Dragons. Get it right, dude.
Whatever.
We're too close to the premiere of Game of Thrones for you to be bleeping this up.
Augusta Ball, gotta agree with Chance Collins. Season 7 was hot garbage, especially after the clicker in the left season 6. That season was corny hill. God bless!
It didn't live up to the first 5 seasons, man.
Go to break. I'm so... Y'all aren't thinking straight. It's optional, Fox Sports Knoxville, but it is not optional.
It's not.
We're talking about.
It's always mandatory.
Well, we're talking about, you know, TV series. Quick Masters update. Phil Mickelson is now 5-under.
He's
5-under through 9.
Phil making a push.
Jason Day's 5-under. Ian Poulter is 5-under.
Ian Poulter. He was one that I thought about taking. He had some long shot, you know, middle of the pack odds. He's the Irishman, always kind of around. He's like a Brett Snedeker.
Tiger's 2-under.
There you go, Tiger. He tips off. I heard Cody say that earlier. He tees off.
Tips off at 149.
Nice.
Here in about 14 minutes, ESPN will absolutely start going crazy.
Tiger's going to run today. He's going to.
How the hell did Davey Hudson make it on the Talladega official website?
Davey did? A picture of him?
Yeah, there's a picture of him on the Talladega official website.
Shout out to Davey.
Offering a 3-day weekend package.
Star in the making, Davey Hudson.
He's just up there with some weird hat on and he's giving a thumbs up.
I've got good Talladega pictures.
What's your worst Talladega story?
My worst story?
Yeah.
It's not available on air.
Okay. Well, give me some PG-13.
It's not available on air. Let's see.
What's your favorite thing about Talladega?
It's a bleep show. That is kind of my favorite thing. I mean, obviously the theatrics from the Talladega goers, what I'm talking about. I stay it over on the camper side, closer to the infield, on the respectable side. Then you have everybody over there across the street in the pit, in the campground. And that's where it gets wild.
What do you mean across the street?
Across
from the racetrack?
Yeah, so, you know, like Talladega Racetrack, you've been
where
there.
Where the tents and everything are looking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And that's where it's a bleep show. And that's pretty funny. We used to, you know, country boy stuff, drive around through there. Honk the horn, you know, see the sights. You know what I'm talking about if you've been to Talladega.
Oh, yeah.
So that part is quite interesting to me. But, I mean, just going down there, the experience, like I said, I've been 3 times, and actually it was a lot better than I ever thought it would be. I had a lot of fun. Even the races were, and I mean races, not the racist. The races were a lot of fun.
What was that?
The racists.
All the racists down there.
Because it sounded like somebody like, did Chance just say all the racists? No, yeah. All the races were pretty cool, too. It was a lot of fun.
We were coming out of, and Bubba was driving, we were coming out of the motorhome area, and we were going to the Talladega Boulevard. And it was me, it was my dad, my uncle. And all of a sudden, we look over to the right, man, and there's this RV that's on fire. And Everybody gets out of their car and starts watching. This guy's trying to water this thing down with a hose. That's not going to work. And then people are outside drunk and yelling at it and hoping that the thing explodes. And, you know, it's just, it's a bit of craziness. The concerts are fun that they have down there. Not going to lie. Talladega Boulevard is, look, if you're out of the Mardi Gras element and you're out of the spring break age limit, go to Talladega Boulevard and you can experience adult spring break. Like, that's the best way I can sum it up.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, yeah, like little people wrestling, Jello, you know, like weird Jello pool.
Dude, it's wrestling. Everything. It's everything.
Bunch of poles.
Bunch of poles.
For different things.
Talladega Boulevard. No, you're right. That's, and we stayed close to there.
Drinking contest.
My buddy has a big camper.
I couldn't
camper.
Stay on Talladega Boulevard. I couldn't do it. I'd go crazy. Damn, although party never stops.
Although you want a pretty funny, I think I can PG-13 for the most part. The first time I went to Talladega, you know, you talk about Talladega Boulevard, everything. We're staying at our campsite. We drive around. You know, it's what country boys do. You drive around.
You
to
camped?
Pick.
Camped?
No, campers. Yeah, my friends have campers.
Camps at Talladega is rough.
No, my buddy takes his camper, sleeps about six people. His dad has his camper, you know, satellite TV, all that. Yeah, really nice pull-out campers. So first weekend I go, first night I'm there, we're driving around like people do. Country boys doing the pickup truck, driving around, seeing the sights.
You honk your horn. You honking the horn. You get the girls saying
yee-haw. Yeah, all that good stuff. We're driving around. Somehow we pick up this dude. Yeah. You know, Southern Hospitality. We're talking to. He wants a ride over to the infield.
Yeah, you help him out.
Yeah, we help him out. He gets in.
Put him in the back, though.
No, we were all sitting on the back of the. A couple of us sitting in the back of the truck. Right. Probably about three of us. This guy's sitting in between me and my buddy. He's got some Crown Royal. Yeah. He's passing around. We're taking some of his crown. Then all of a sudden, out the blue, record scratch. Yeah.
Jacking.
No, he starts talking about something, and he's talking to me, and he's like, "Yeah, that mother bleeping hard N-word."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Too dark out to realize you might have been.
Yeah, and he just said it, and then he realized what he said. Looked at me, looked at my friend. It got awkward. We're like, yeah, you're going to have to get off at this next stop. And then we hit a bump. He drops his whole bottle of Crown, and I said, karma. Uh-oh. Karma. He drops, really? Like, a bottle of Crown, maybe like about, you know, we took maybe about four shots out of it. So, you know, about three quarters of the way full, maybe halfway full. And after he said that, his racist racist slur that he said to me just out. He wasn't directing it towards me.
Right.
He was telling a story, but then he realized what company he was in. And, yeah, then he dropped his bottle of Crown Royal, and that was the best karma that I've ever, like.
Slowly, he's like, oh, God.
Yeah, and, like, I remember me and my buddy were like, yeah, man, since we stop up here, it's probably best you just go ahead and get off.
You're lucky we don't let you get off now going 15 miles per hour and just throw you off the back of the truck.
Yeah, right.
But I agree.
We're just like, yeah, man, it's just time. See you, buddy.
See, I've been told, like, Michigan's fun, Speedway, from my dad and my uncle. That's, you know, that's pretty crazy up there.
Really?
There's certain spots, you know, you go to. Like, you know, Bristol, we'll find out about the night race, so we'll see how fun that is. But, you know, there's different parts about it that make things a good time.
Yeah, never been to the night race. And then
I haven't either.
The
it's
last.
Crazy. I haven't either.
What was it? The second Talladega I went to, Junior one.
Okay.
So that was.
God, I bet that was a.
That was what, 2014, 15? I think it was 15 when he won. Last time he won. Oh, my buddy, Big Junior Nation. Actually, this is kind of sad. It was a huge party. My friends even stayed over an extra day and left that Monday morning instead of leaving that Sunday night like they normally do. But I had to leave the race early because I was actually finishing up at UT. This is 2013. It had to be or 14. And I had exams. And so I had to leave early to get back. And, yeah, man, it was pretty good time. Racing, a little underrated if you're there.
Yeah,
not so great.
Beer in.
Yeah, that probably
my worst, like, experience was when I was in Alabama, and I was living in Tuscaloosa at the time, and me and my best friend were like, oh, let's go to Talladega. So we drove over to Talladega after a night of partying.
Uh-huh.
This was like a Saturday night. So technically it's Sunday morning. We get to Talladega. We park the car. You know, we're sleeping in the car. This is like 4 a.m. We finally get there.
Mm-hmm.
Park the car, sleep. All of a sudden, we hear people start slamming the doors and everything. And we look around. It's like, damn, what time is it, man? What is it? It's 6 a.m. I was like, oh, no, this is not happening. We have got to go back to sleep.
We
got to
go.
We couldn't. So we just stayed up. We were having a good time. And you know, we carried beers into the racetrack and all that. If you can fit them in this small cooler, you can get them in. So we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden the rain hits. They call off the race. We drive back to Tuscaloosa, and we're like, well, damn, we paid this money. We might as well go to the race. So we skipped school on Monday, went back to Talladega, watched them race, and then drove back to Tuscaloosa. And that was the day that they filmed Talladega Nights. They had that big old big rig with the American flag coming down the backstretch. I don't know how the hell we got on this, but
Man, you normally can't.
But we can characterize this and sum it into: do you think people will be tailgating and stuff tomorrow for the spring game around campus? Do you think it'll be a
absolutely?
Think it'll be a hopsy kind of atmosphere?
Absolutely. A lot of that also depends on the weather. I know that that's
been cloudy most of the day.
Supposed to be cloudy most of the day, but absolutely. Me and Cody McClure tailgated last year, and also we were doing a tailgate show, Tennessee tailgate. I'm not sure if anybody's – is anybody doing the pregame?
No.
Nobody's doing the pregame this weekend. Game. Okay. We did one last year for the spring game. We had just got leaderboard on board. We were down there. We had a good time. So, yeah, people definitely will be tailgating. I mean, it's football back in the South, and it's, you know, it's a chance to be over there in Neyland and on that campus. So
it's a spring tailgate. It's a way to get –
it is a tailgate. It will be a tailgate.
It's a way to have fun for a while. I get that. I understand that. I'm still kind of interested. You know, they're going to have like a punt pass kick competition between Vol for Life's at halftime.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to do something like that with a bunch of different former Vols. I have no idea. It'll be interesting in itself.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess. To keep people entertained, you know.
I like that.
Thank God they didn't bring out like Chris Blue or some person like that to sing.
I thought they were bringing him. Are they not? Oh, is he not doing? No. Is he not doing anything over the weekend? I guess they're not bringing anybody out that day.
He's going to do something. Somebody's going to sing the national anthem.
Somebody's got to.
Right, I guess. So, I mean, you know what? It'll be, you know, it'll be a fun environment. Look, if anything, just, you know. Oh, also I found out that parking is kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah, parking's free-for-all for Orange and White game. It is free everywhere, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the G13 everywhere. The parking.
G10.
Yeah, G10 garage, parking is everywhere.
Let's get there like 3 hours early. I called the media relations. But hey, do we have any kind of parking? Nope, it's kind of free for all. I was like, well, damn, this should be fun then. So that'd be a good time tomorrow. So we'll come back. We'll take a break. We're gonna update the leaderboard. Ian Poulter, it's tied for first now at 6 under, along with
damn
Francisco.
Damn it! I knew I should have put my money on Poulter.
Molinaro. 6 under par through 13. Tiger Woods is on the practice range. He's getting ready to tee off. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit of Masters, but updated notes. So, Hobson of Fox Sports Knoxville running along here. It's 1 o'clock hour, 2:15. Jason Martin from 104.5 The Zone will join us. They have now released a Star Wars trailer. And I'm pretty sure, I guess this is the end. I don't know. It says end of an era. So, is this like the last Star Wars trailer? I can't figure it out. I have no idea. Brandon Johns joins us. Brandon, do you watch Star Wars?
Big Star Wars guy.
Okay, so is this the last damn Star Wars ever?
Hey, absolutely not.
Makes
too much money.
Hold the bleep up.
Yeah, it makes first, way too much money.
First of all, what was that? The new star, Brandon Johns. Do you watch Star Wars? You ever sounded so damn disappointed about a topic?
No,
you hate
no,
Star
no.
Wars that much?
No,
sounded,
no, it's not even
you
that.
You sounded like... Have you seen the Star Wars?
No, I'm wondering if this is the end of the. It says the end of an era.
It'll never be.
Like they keep
the
bringing
end.
Back. It feels like they keep
It's gonna no.
Well, now they're continuing to do like, you know, the different prequels for the other like the backstories on all the
Disney spent
all the characters
like $3 billion to buy the rights to Star Wars. Yeah. They're not gonna end it.
Disney just
it's
came
going
out with
to
their,
keep going until people.
Are you gonna buy that? I know where you're about to go.
They just previewed what their streaming service. I'm a big Marvel fan, so they own all the Marvel movies.
$99 a year. Is there enough Disney material out there for $99 a year?
I would almost pay $99 a year for the Disney classics.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a lot of people love all the Disney classic movies. Yeah, dude, there's a lot out there. And then if you think about it, if they're pulling everything that they have from Netflix and Hulu and, you know, everywhere else, Prime, I do think that people will buy that.
$99?
I would spend more
money. I'm not sure if I will.
The Disney thing than I would ESPN Plus. But because Disney owns ESPN, they might do a combo thing.
I'm sure that
would
be something like that.
ESPN Plus the Disney like on.
Well, ESPN Plus only I think it's $5.99 per month. I've got it. It's not bad.
That's like $80 a year after taxes.
Yeah, but I usually cut it off after like 2 months.
What? Yeah.
I mean, they don't have any original programming. I'll give them that.
You cut it off after 2 months.
Yeah, I'll just do like a free trial and I'll just stop using it. They don't have much on there that's intriguing.
Exactly.
Besides soccer, they got a bunch of
MLS. If you like Premier League, they put all the college baseball games on there. Now they have a partnership with MLB.
All they have is 30 for 30s.
They're putting the MLB games on there.
And UFC's on there now.
UFC is exclusively on ESPN Plus. So, I just use my friend's ESPN Plus.
They are praying that Tiger makes a run here for the weekend.
He has to.
Always.
They've been praying for the last, you know, 7 years or 5 years, rather.
They're going to try to get the most out of this, and I don't blame them. It's like ESPN with Zion.
Yeah, but it's been that way since 96.
No, I get that.
It's like
but
been
the fact
25
that ESPN
years
got the rights for the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, now it's starting to
They know who butters their bread. It's Tiger Woods.
Some interesting Tennessee basketball news. Tennessee has given 4-star junior Jalen Cohn the option to reclassify and join their 2019 class, a source told at Stock Risers. No idea what that is. As of now, he will weigh his options and hasn't decided on anything. Kind of makes it sound like that they are fully expecting Jordan Bone to not come back to Tennessee if they are willing to let somebody reclassify and join the 2019 class. Kind of get that feeling.
Well, I kind of had that feeling kind of the way, I guess, he talked about it in his little farewell. It seems like the way, you know, Grant, you know, leaving the option, he made pretty clear leaving the option of the possibility of coming back. But with Bone, it's like, I'm out, see y'all.
Right, with him, so that's the part that makes sense. Like, I could see that, him not coming back. The fact with Jordan Bone, I think he's gone. But Grant Williams, there's a good chance that man comes back. So we'll see how that plays out. But the fact that they're letting Cohn reclassify if he wants to is a sign of what Tennessee is trying to do. When it comes to this basketball team over the last couple months here before everything gets back rolling. So we'll see. Chance, did you watch the Nipsey Hussle thing yesterday?
The memorial?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I did see where, which is kind of upsetting. People were like scalping the tickets for that memorial, which was.
How the hell do you scalp tickets for something that's free like that?
Yeah, well, people like, I guess like you got so many tickets that they, I don't know if they handed out or like you had to go get them and then maybe there wasn't any other.
I think they made like 10,000 tickets available. Like,
yeah. And so like when people got them and then people that wanted to go that didn't get a chance, yeah, people were selling them. It's kind of sad. But no, I didn't get a chance to watch that.
It was interesting. Had a couple interesting performances.
Yeah, I thought the words by his girlfriend, Lauren London, who's an actress, she really spoke from the heart. His organization, the Marathon, that's what the clothing store was called, too. She got a nice mural tattoo like on her arm, and it says TMC, and she made note of that in her ending, like, no eulogy speech. He said the marathon continues. Like, so she's going to keep up his work in the community, even though, you know, he was killed in his own community, trying to do something better for all these years for his own community of Los Angeles, especially gang-ridden areas. But yeah, now like she's going to keep the fight. So that's cool.
I don't know what golfer this is, but you're going to have to watch the video. The guy completely misses the ball.
What are you doing over here? You know we're live.
I know we're live. Well, then when your video comes across and a guy completely whiffs the ball at the Masters.
What's he doing over here?
That's something interesting.
Are you talking about Zach Johnson hitting it on his practice swing?
Is that what he did?
Yeah, he hit it. That's why that's a video. If he had just missed it, that would have been a practice swing.
He hit that on his practice swing. What an idiot.
Oh, that's live.
Oh, that sucks. So it'll be interesting to see the rest of the afternoon how that plays out. Nipsey, that was a nice tribute yesterday to him in California. And they drove the whole 20 miles.
Yeah, it was a 20-mile procession.
Yeah.
Throughout all his neighborhood, all the way around.
That was neat for them. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Jason Martin. We're going to have some news of the day, maybe some facts of foolishness. We'll see. We're going to roll this thing on, getting you ready to take you to the drive, which will be at Hops and Hollers today as they get ready for a night to remember Kurt Majette and a bunch of former VFLs.
Josh
that
Dobbs,
will be tonight.
AJ Johnson, Jalen Reeves, Maven, Cam Sutton.
And an interesting auction that's going to be an interesting piece of an auction that will be a part of that tonight. We'll talk about the start at 2 o'clock hour of Fox Sports Knoxville.